Do you remember the astounding photo of a bullet piercing an apple? It was a breakthrough in explaining the science behind velocity and mass, and it was only possible because of flash photography. To achieve his Making Applesauce at MIT in 1964, photographer Harold Edgerton used a technology that had been changing how we perceive the world since the 1930s.
We really begin to see our world in these little snippets that are very dramatically lit.
Amanda Bach curated the show Artificial Light, Flash Photography in the 20th Century at the museum. She says the flash, both portable and somewhat intrusive, enabled more revealing views of our daily life. It shed light in what the human eye cannot see and illuminated dark spaces where we interact, including dance clubs, hallways, or poorly lit living spaces. The street crime photos of the renowned Ouija come to mind, or the work of the WPA photographers documenting poverty and social inequities. It's all there in black and white.
Pictures an almost sort of gritty look. Things are cast in a very dark shadow. Backgrounds are almost obliterated. Figures in the foreground are very dramatically lit, so there's an element of surprise. The ability to catch someone in a very private moment, even in a very public space, are things that appeal to a wide array of artists.
The 69 photos in the exhibition explore that appeal and each photographer's style and intent. The images range from ghoulish tabloid photos to precise scientific revelations. Artificial Light, Flash Photography in the 20th Century closes August 3rd at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.